The Morning Minute is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life. This week, we saw the premiere of Dark Brandon 2, The Return of Dark Brandon. Instead of standing behind hellish red lamps, the darkness Brandon brought this time came from his morbid rhetoric. In a last-ditch effort to maybe not lose every race this Tuesday, the Democrats are painting the GOP as violent. It looks like our fearless leader has picked up on this tactic a little too well. This is from Union Station in D.C.
There's an alarming rise in the number of our people in this country condoning political violence. There's no place for political violence in America.
Break through the House and Senate doors and chambers.
No place, period.
Break the windows, doors down.
No place ever.
You can't just say, I feel badly about the violence. We condemn it.
No, not a joke.
The pernicious tendency to excuse political violence, or at least trying to explain it away.
Trump and all his Trumpies.
Condemn what produces the violence. And this talk produces the violence. Thank you.
Threatening to kill people.
As if the January 6th dead horse hasn't been beaten enough. Midterm elections are tomorrow. We need a red wave, not a red lamp. Time to boot out the Dark Brandon Democrats. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.